Take heed, gentle listener. This play is not for the faint of heart, for it deals in explicit adult content, uncouth language, foul play, and sexual situations. Listener discretion is advised. Tinesia, the Drow Queen. Point of view number one. Pain. Good evening, sir. Master Zero sends his compliments, and me, to entertain you tonight. May I come in? Thank you, sir. Yes, you may gaze upon me freely in these vulgar clothes. Oh, if you call translucent silks and scarce bits of gold clothes. Little of me is left to the imagination, but with a command, I can bear the rest all the same. Of course, sir. I shall sit by the bed. Yes, you may ask any service you wish of me. Zero only possesses the greatest and most pleasurable women on this side of the world. It is true, I was a queen. The queen of the 14 underrealms. With no claim, no royal blood. I fucked my way there. So you see, I am no common whore sent to warm your bed. I can read the form of any man or woman, provide bodily pleasure, great comfort and counsel, song and conversation. Or you could take your breeches off and pull your cock out like you are now, riveting. So be it. If it's bodily pleasure you wish, it shall be. I am the greatest choice you could have made. How may I bring you pleasure tonight? Shall I crawl to you and discover what makes you squirm and moan? Or shall I wait for you to take me like a great, strong man? I've been quite arrogant. I could use a little humbling. All this talking and preening could be difficult with your cock in my mouth. No. What are you doing? Oh, you wish to use... Ah, I see. Feeling adventurous, are we? You wish to whip me like a beast of burden or an unruly slave. Very well. If my pain gets you hard, then I shall get you harder than you have been in your wildest fantasies. Just off the end of the bed here. I await your discipline, sir. I am an arrogant and unruly slave. Cure me.